You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the home of Milwaukee Black Talk, is raising the bar. Tap into the truth on Monday, January 20th for the debut of two new shows. Get your drop of juice every morning on Jamming with Juice, Jamming with Juice with Carrie and Ben from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then, from noon until 1, tune into the debut of Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Jamming with Juice and Truth to Power will be bringing energy, entertainment, and their authentic truths from a millennial perspective. So don't miss the highly anticipated debut of Jamming with Juice in the Morning with Ben Jammin and Carrie Noni, and Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on Monday, January 20th at 7 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The next generation has arrived. It's going to be a great show, y'all. Both of those shows. Amazing shows.
Mm.
I'm excited.
I gotta check them out.
Gotta check them out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to listening to it.
And I'm looking forward to sleeping in. I'm not going to lie.
See,
but hey.
I might create an alter ego so I can call in.
Okay, there you go.
Give Kyle a hard time.
There you go. All right, guys. We got to go straight to our Truth Talk and text line, 833-212-1017. My guy Tyrone has been patiently waiting. Thank you so much, Tyrone. You're on Truth Be Told.
With
Tony, Jay, and Bailey. Good morning.
Good morning. And you're very, very welcome. It's my joy and honor to be in the presence of all of you. Haven't talked with Rick in a long time, so best wishes to the new year to him, his family, the boy, and Tony, Bailey, Jay, Milwaukee, Tyrone W. speaking. Yes, indeed. I got a few things for you here. The Panthers, I believe that's a Friday game, Bailey, not tonight. That's a Friday game, sweetheart. So,
okay.
We're all human. It happens,
especially
all this other stuff is getting ready to hear this. AI and stuff, the computers can be wrong,
We read what's put in front of us. I understand.
But yeah, because I'm looking forward to that one as well, and I'm glad we got the win last night, Tony. What's that next game again, Tony? Because the Bucks were playing last night, so I kind of missed the overall. When do they play again, Marquette?
Saturday. Game is Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Yep. What time is that?
That's a great question. Nah, I don't know what time it is.
Noon game or late?
No, it's an early game. I think it's 1 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I'm glad shocking up. The guys got it going. I tell you, man, the Bucks should be trying to get either Jopp or Stevie Mitchell. Man, I mean, they should be working on that right now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Kolick went to New York, but we should be trying to get Stevie or Jopp over here at the Bucks. But anyway, what I was going to put at you real quick is with Trump. A couple different things, the fires and then Trump, but with the fires there in Washington, D.C., as far as regulating, now that's insurance coverage, that's just straight up fraud and theft there. There should be some agency in Washington, D.C. that regulates that and say, you can't just take the people's money and just dump them like that, pump and dump, as it's known as insurance companies, pump and dump. So there's, we're the regulators to say that's just straight up theft, it's wrong, it's fraud. You can't keep doing that to the people. Somebody yesterday, I think they said, it's almost like the mafia having their hand in the people's pocket there. In a sense, it is. You're taking people's money, and you're just going, you're buying to the candy store, buying whatever you want with it. I mean, and then nobody's saying, it's wrong, what you're doing. So that piece there, who's regulating them to say what they're doing is wrong? We know it's wrong, and, if it's not theft, if it's not fraud, tell me what it is. I don't know. I can't think of another word. Tony, help me out. Tell me another word. And then I'll leave with this here. As Trump goes to Washington, the people that he's putting in, his first term, he said he was going to drain the swamp. So is he exposing these people, putting them in there so they can expose themselves? Or some dirt came out on Eli Musk the other day. I forgot what it was there. But hopefully these people will expose themselves, more than what they really are, and then we'll be able to see more behind this, demonized curtain that's being put in front of us here. And, you know, we'll, so that's basically it then. You know, is he going to expose these people for really more of who they are, and, you know, we can get a better handle of how we need to move forward in truth then. So thank you. I appreciate you listening to me. And we'll join hands in 2025 alive and striving with no jive in 2025.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tyrone had a mouthful.
Yeah, he had a whole situation there.
He wanted to chop it up with sports.
Yeah.
It's another show.
That's
Tyrone.
a whole other show. We appreciate you, though, Tyrone. You know, we appreciate you.
No question.
But from the True Talk and text line, we got another one. The number is 833-212-1017. You can text us there, as Ray did. He said the nominee for the Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth, needs to visit the Vin Baker Recovery Center ASAP.
He probably does.
He probably could.
His coworkers were telling on him.
He could. I mean, when your coworkers.
They were telling on him. Took us to the strip club. He was hammered.
When your coworkers go, you know, it's one thing if you get maybe one or two people, but when the whole group
when
of coworkers is like, we all seen him. We was all on set with him.
It's not even alleged no more.
That's not even alleged.
But you know, I'm gonna say something about that. But again, as soon as something comes to me, no sooner than I think of it, have the thought, I then realize it just don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't matter what you say about these people, but just the concept of people getting drunk surrounding a work function.
Yeah.
That says something right there.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're at work, and this is work people you're around.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to be drunk.
None whatsoever.
There's no reason for you to be drunk.
I would agree with you on that.
You cannot do it.
Even
it's not the situation to get drunk.
You are so right. I have preached this so many times.
I mean, you got to, and that shows no self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if the alcohol is flowing and they're pushing it to you, you got to understand that you're at work.
You're at work. You're with folks you work with, and this stuff is going to be remembered.
Boss is here. Everything is going to... Right. And first of all, somebody at work don't like you.
Clearly.
Somebody at work don't like you.
Clearly.
I know there's all these these happiness at work things that we do around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But somebody at work don't like you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Without
question. They're just waiting for you to do something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're absolutely waiting for you to do something like that. So they could bring it up, point it out, and highlight it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be whatever 2 hours I'm going to show up at this work function. I'm going to be straight. I'm going to have one little social drink. That's it. I'm cutting myself off at one. Like,
yeah.
You don't have that self-discipline just to not get yourself in trouble. This is your livelihood. This is how you pay your bills.
Yep.
And you still don't have enough.
Right.
But they don't care. Like, he's still being selected. He's still in spite of all this stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, we're at a place right now where those type of things really have not mattered.
Yeah.
People are still being brought in. We have a president-elect with 34 felony counts. And was
convicted.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he's a convicted felon.
34 felony convictions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just got hit again the other day.
Uh-huh.
So we know that's what our nation is about right now. Well, I got folks, friends of mine, who have felonies that can't vote.
Right. But he can
but
vote.
But you can be,
the president. You can be the president.
And we're okay with
that. Lost my voting privilege, but I can be president. That's all
right. Right.
Yes.
Like. Exactly. I mean, it's crazy like that. I got to remind everybody to stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Now, make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss a minute or a live show. We're live right now.
The other crazy thing they were talking about the other day was about the whole Trump being a convicted felon.
Yes.
Is like, they were saying that Jack Smith saying that, you know, he had enough evidence to move forward.
Yeah.
He said, but not for a president elect.
Right.
Right.
So
right.
Anybody else,
anybody
you're in
else,
trouble.
You good.
You're in trouble.
You gone.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
But he's president elect. Like, well, I mean,
that doesn't make any sense. Right. Well, that's because a sitting president cannot be charged.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but
that's the whole thing. But he's president-elect.
We as a society, we can't accept that. We should not be accepting that. It's basically saying, like, hey, listen, I'm a high politician. Like, You can't be coming after me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
somebody is above the law.
Quit doing stuff.
The only person that's above the law is the president, clearly.
But at this point.
But see, he wasn't before.
He is now.
This goes to something else that I always say to people. I say there's always a few knuckleheads who mess it up for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
So, you know, you get all these laws that are on the books. Why? Because somebody stupid did something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now everybody.
Yeah.
Think of, like, I'm old enough to remember when going to the airport wasn't like it is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Travel wasn't as crazy as it is now.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Like, you're doing all this kind of taking off your shoes.
Yeah.
You're doing all kind of crazy.
We used to be able to walk right to the gate and everything.
Yeah. Like, you could walk people. You're seeing people off at the airport. You could walk to their gate with them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's crazy now. Why?
Yeah, you can't do that now.
Yeah, a couple knucklehead people doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's being more and more restricted.
Exactly.
Because of a couple other people. And this is the same thing. It's like, you got all these things in place because you got a couple people who abuse mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to me that they we the public accept it.
Yeah.
Under some kind of,
we the public are voting these people in.
Right. Because like I say, it's
not we.
It's being,
I'm part of the 92.
Definitely not you.
Right.
Definitely not you. You made that real specific.
It's just too many people being uninformed on stuff.
That's really very true.
And a lot of times, some people I don't blame, right?
Like
with the wealth gap the way it is right now, you got a lot of people down here. I mean, a lot of people who vote, but they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to be worried about the government because that ain't going to affect me. I got to make my money. I got to go to work, maybe two jobs. I got kids. I got a house to worry about. I got bills. I really don't have time to, I hear something. Oh, let me research it. Let me go Google.
Right.
That we were talking about privilege before. That's a privilege to be able to do. Oh, yeah, I got time during the day to go Google something. Man, I ain't got no time for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm on a job, right? And, you know, it's just crazy that, like you say, these politicians, and, you know, we're talking about Trump and the Republicans because they're in power right now, but Democrats do the same thing.
Yeah.
They take advantage of those people and spit them this narrative. And like I say, how many people do you hear changing parties? People typically stay with their party.
Yeah, they typically do.
Ain't nobody changing. And I was thinking when I was, during the last break, I'm like, who is 100% along party lines on anything?
Well,
like, you can't be, really? Can you really be 100% on all? Oh, I like all your points. Nah, I like some of them, but there's some I don't like.
Yeah.
Like, where's the middle? Where's the middle ground? There ain't no middle ground. You're either
the middle ground is not getting any money, in my opinion. That's
they're not.
Yeah.
The whole political system is based on who has the money, who is sponsoring who has the amount of capital that's going to allow you to put all the ads in.
Lobbyists.
All of the lobbyists. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is based on who has the most money.
Correct.
Right. Always.
That's where it's changed. To me, that's where the biggest change has been, and I don't see that going back.
Okay. Y'all, let's jump to break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to take another one. Off the Truth Talk and Text Line, my guy Black Conscious is on hold, and we will get to you right after the break. You're on Truth Be Told, 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Roll out!
Where are we going?
101.7 The Truth.
They playing all the Tony jams over here today.
Check it out, another edition of Truth Be Told. Hey, Truth Nation, get your tickets now for the first annual Truth Community Awards on Friday, February 28th, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Visit 1017thetruth.com to purchase your tickets today. They are only $25, which includes heavy appetizers, a drink, and a great time hanging out with our Truth family. Don't wait. You do not want to miss out on the best community awards event of the year. Visit 1017thetruth.com to buy your tickets to our first annual Truth Community Awards at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 28th, starting at 5 p.m. That's going to be a good time, guys. Make sure you get your tickets.
Get your tickets. I was a I was a musician, if I can speak right now, musician in another life.
In another life.
You know,
okay.
So I got,
I got
lyrics in my head. So when this, this stuff be coming on, just be like, ugh.
You ready to freestyle?
And I, can't, I mean, I just, no, it's not a freestyle. I got the lyrics to the song. They're just in my head. And I pick up lyrics like quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I tell a lot of people, like, they're like, how do you learn that? So I go, well, first of all, y'all be trying to sing the song and don't know the words.
Right.
You don't really know what they're saying.
You actually right. listening.
I'm actually listening to the song
yeah.
a couple times, and I say, oh,
yeah.
okay, they said that. Because, you know, if you do that, you're like, oh, that's what they said?
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, yeah. That. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of songs
yeah.
like that.
I mean,
because yeah.
I be laughing. Like, I be at the club, and they be playing some songs, and, like, you know, especially today, some of the rap songs be saying some crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like,
question.
You're out there dancing to that?
But
like, do you know what they're saying?
What's funny
is,
this is
crazy.
In another lifetime, I was at a music station, and I only heard the edited versions of songs.
Oh, so you didn't know
and
what
we would
the really...
only
oh, yeah,
play
yeah, yeah, yeah.
the edited
yeah,
versions.
Of course.
So when people would come up to me and say, you know, this and that, you guys play this and that. Well, no, technically, actually, we don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I ain't never heard that. Your child is singing something that I've never...
So that's a different version.
Totally different version.
Oh,
some
yeah.
of these songs they put out here, totally different version.
Yeah, have the warnings. Disclaimer, because my mom's be listening sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
We know there's no other life. We know that. It's just a saying.
You try right, to save yourself
right,
from
right,
future
another
conversation.
Life is just
right,
another saying.
Right, 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 right. Well, there was another life for me. But anyways.
Well, Bailey, that's her.
That's me.
She got her own beliefs.
Life.
You got to respect them.
Hey, mama called Bailey.
Hey. if that happened, that would be a whole series. We would all have to fall out on that one. But I do have family that listens, so shout out to them. Okay, let's go right back in. Well, we've been talking about the Senate confirmation hearings and all the foo-foo la with that. We're going back to the True Talker text line. My guy Black Conscious has been waiting patiently. I thank you so much. You're on Truth Be Told with Bailey, Tony, and Jay. Good morning.
Grand Rising. Oh, Chatty Patty Tony. Hey, what's happening, folks? What's good?
What's
so
going
listen,
on?
I'm gonna piggyback off the last caller talking about Trump draining the swamp. And guess what? He's gonna fill it back up with foul and all creatures that is harmful to man. So not only did he drain it, but now he's gonna refill it. And I'm thinking with a black
Black Conscious.
Uh-oh.
What?
He gone.
What?
Oh, there he is.
No, what I'm talking about as far as in your professional career, how to handle yourself, how to stand above and go beyond. But functioning drunks have been amongst us for a while. It has just now been glorified by what? The government to say it's okay? And then this guy, this senator, tried to, like, you know, make it right. But I'd like to know all those senators that he did say come in drunk to do a vote and stuff like that. He fell short from even including himself, trying to blast somebody to give this guy credit and say that he's okay. These are some dangerous times we're living in, folks. Get to know your God, but more importantly, get yourself together. Finance, education, make sure your children are educated, because we cannot sit back and just laugh and giggle and go, oh, my God, we have to prepare and get ourselves ready for this new world order. Live righteous, y'all.
All right. Thank you, Black Conscious, and thanks for your patience, even though you called my guy Tony Chatty. I don't know what that was about. Are you a Chatty?
You're just mad he had to wait.
Well, you know, it happens that way sometimes.
You got to wait, Black Conscious. I'm on the air. You are not on the air. What I have to say is more important.
Oh,
I come first.
Oh.
He just came in and popped you real quick,
right,
and then got into his
little shot. That's all right.
His thing.
But here's the thing, though. Black Conscious got no. You never smack the guy who has the mic.
Exactly, because they're gonna have the mic. Right.
Now what happens?
They're gonna have the final say.
Now you're back wherever you are.
Man.
I'm still on the mic talking.
Yeah.
And now I could spear you if I wanted to, but I'm not. We got other stuff to do. We got bigger fish to fry.
Yes,
I don't have time to take shots at you.
Absolutely. Look, let's take another one off the True Talking text line. 833-212-1017. Brian.
You slap him. He's going to be black unconscious in a minute. Keep talking.
Brian, you're on Truth Be Told with Bailey, Tony, and Jay. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to push back on the Trump bashing stuff just for a little bit. When Trump got in office the first time, he got a lot of his information and talking points from a guy named Alex Jones. Alex Jones, for years, was telling the truth about the swamp, so to speak. Unfortunately, Trump got in the office with nobody backing him but Alex Jones, and he got neutered because he got hit with a $400-some million fine for telling the truth about something. So you can't really drain the swamp when the swamp is not as colorful as, I mean, it's not as pale-faced as you are. You guys are talking about, quote-unquote, people that look like Trump and somebody that looks like Bill Gates or somebody that looks like the other old guy with all the money. You fail to see that the majority of people that have the most wealth throughout this entire planet are people of color. They don't look pale-faced. I've looked at them. The majority of those people have a certain type of persuasion that does not look like your traditional redneck. So I just wanted to push back on that. And there won't be any draining on the swamp.
Wait, who are you talking about? Okay. You got some names for those people?
We don't mention those people. But they're out there. They're public. They mention themselves when they want to be mentioned.
Well, I'm asking you to mention them.
Oh, no.
Oh, we ain't worried about the show. The show's going to be on the air. Give me one name. Come on.
Yeah. Not if I mention them.
One name.
I can't mention those, buddy.
Mm-hmm. See, okay.
You'd have to go to a lodge and ask Dr. Ken. He'd tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll see him in the hallway. I'll ask him. Thank you.
Ask Dr. Ken.
Thanks for nothing.
I wanted to know who the people were.
I can't miss it. We all do.
Okay. Another one from the True Talking text line. TL says, Americans have been exposed to what the rest of the world has been saying the whole time, that the only thing that matters to us is money. Values, morals, integrity is all connected to money. And at the end of the day, nothing else matters to us.
Right. Isn't the GOP about the law and order?
Yeah, exactly.
The Christian party.
That was
the Law and Order party.
Hold on.
You got all these dudes cheating on their wives, felonies, alcohol. Yes. I mean,
that's about 8 to 16 years ago, though.
And see, I respected at least, even if I disagree with some of the policies, I respected back then. Okay, at least y'all stand for something. But now it's like, okay, you're saying law and order, you're saying all these things, but when your character's put to the test, when your track record is put to the test,
right?
We see what you really about. Where's the law and order there?
Right.
Oh, it's law and order for y'all. Remember y'all?
Remember y'all parents?
You say, hey,
yes.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's for y'all. Law and order is for y'all.
Y'all,
not me.
Not me.
I'm doing what I want to do over here.
Right.
Y'all better obey the law, though.
Exactly.
Don't want to catch y'all messing up.
Not at all. Not even one time. And that's exactly how it goes, right? Privilege belongs to those in power. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep. And people are doing what it takes to be in power. They want the money. They want the position.
They know they get the privilege.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, listen, it's what I tell people about. They always talk about, athletes cheating with the PEDs. I'm like, first of all, y'all got to understand, they don't care. When they got the contract, when they sign on the dotted line, I'm getting all that money I signed for. You can find out that I've been taking PEDs. It don't matter now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got the money now.
Like I tell people, the only place I want to be really important and mm-hmm. to be a VIP is at the bank.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Like all this other stuff, like what I did 10 years ago, y'all couldn't tell me one thing I did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Not one thing.
Yep.
It ain't going to matter. But guess what? That money's still in the bank.
Hey.
Building.
There it is.
So that's all they're worried about. Yeah. They're going to do all that crazy stuff right now because they know getting in office, getting in this administration,
yeah,
I'm going to get rich.
Yeah.
They already talked about how much money his cabinet's worth. He's just kidding people to do business with.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll put you in office. We got this deal. Let's go. Yeah. This is later on.
Yeah.
You're just worried about later.
Yeah.
I put you in this position. I put you in this spot to do. Why do you think you got Elon Musk in there doing something?
Yeah.
Oh, you already know.
Musk, come on.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, they going to have some stuff, some deals working later. All these people trying to get rich with each other. But again, it's not only the Republican Party.
No, it's the
all the politicians.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they do.
Yes.
Oh,
They get power, absolutely. And like you were talking about before, first of all, to run, you got to have a ton of money. Where do you think that money's coming from?
Yeah, it ain't coming from
corporations.
It's coming
from corporations.
Exactly. Yes.
They're giving you money. Yes. Why?
Exactly.
Because I know you're going to regulate some stuff in my industry.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't regulate too hard.
Or right. I want you to add some stuff or change some stuff so that it benefits our industry.
Exactly.
And I'm willing to put this $200 million dollars in that direction.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. That's totally how it is. Okay, so look, we're going to run to break. But I got to tell you, when we come back, we're going to open the floodgates. Mm. We're about to talk about our former first lady, Michelle Obama, because Michelle done thrown down the gauntlet, y'all.
I miss her.
I know. I miss her.
I miss her.
We going to miss her even more because Melania got another 4 years. We'll be back. 101.7 The Truth. Truth be told.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Nation, if you're able, please help people affected by the California wildfires in 2025. Donate to the redcross.org/ESPN, okay, to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover. That's something we haven't really hit on this morning.
Mm.
Those California wildfires are serious. I mean, like, beyond serious. Yes. I mean...
Yeah, those fires are scary.
It's not just rich people losing their money. That's what a lot of people want.
No, it's folks losing everything.
Yeah, it's
and the wind ain't slowing down nowhere either.
Absolutely. And when you get finished with that, they want to blame the politicians. And I just have this for that. You can't blame them for something that, you know, is... One, a natural disaster, and two, nobody had the foresight to see that fires were going to happen like that in such an urban area. Out there, having lived out there,
mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, it's so spacious. You know, it's not like everything's close together here in most parts of the country. Out there, I mean, so much land in between everything. And those wildfires usually happen way out in, you know, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really.
Usually.
Yeah, usually.
But they'll
they
be out,
really,
out in Malibu, out in that area. Know. And it's a rich neighborhood out there.
Yeah.
But like you say, it's a lot of land.
Yeah. It's not, a lot
it's
of land.
It's not compacted, you know, like other areas. But
yeah.
And those houses, I mean, that's a lot of, I mean, it's obviously beautiful multi-million-dollar houses out there, but they're on the hills. You know,
yeah.
a lot of trees around, so they're in a dangerous spot over there.
Yeah,
not only from fires, but mudslides.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
They got a lot of danger out there.
Yeah, they do.
High rent district as it is.
Yeah,
it's crazy out there, but it's beautiful out there. If you ever been down there.
Oh yeah,
down PCH.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah,
past Malibu. It's nice
out there.
Yeah,
I couldn't afford it. That's why I'm out here.
That's why you're in the Midwest now.
That's why I'm out here.
I'll buy Pepperdine University.
Yeah. I know Barbara Streisand has a home and everything. She's got three homes right outside
mm-hmm.
of Pepperdine. Yep. So I wonder how all that's doing. Anyway, our former First Lady, Michelle Obama, she has thrown down the gauntlet.
She said, I'm not going back.
She has said,
I ain't with the BS.
We're not going back.
That's what she said.
That is what, and you know, that's a heavy refrain from Kamala Harris's campaign. And she said, no, for real, I'm not going back.
I'm really not going back. I'm really not.
No, for real. I'm not going back. It wasn't not just a cliche.
Right.
I'm not going back.
Yeah.
Exactly. She was missing, noticeably missing from the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, which was sad because I was kind of shocked
mm-hmm.
when I didn't see her there. And then you heard these little, oh, there was a scheduling conflict or something like that.
Yeah. She said she didn't want to go. conflict.
Right. But to find out, allegedly, that it was because they decided to seat the Obamas next to the Trumps.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like,
they're just going in order, Michelle. Don't worry about it.
You know
what she said she done, though.
She said, no, sir.
She said, I'm good. Doesn't there come a point, though, where you just get to decide whether you go on someplace or not? You know, that's what I see it as. She just said, I'm not going.
Well, you know, I think it's a tradition thing. It's a traditional thing.
We done broke all the traditions.
Yeah,
all the traditions
been broke out the door. Hey. Donald Trump broke all the traditions.
I'm just saying. Remember, all the traditions being
broke. Joe Biden couldn't even get his mural put up in the White House. What teams were that
that decided they weren't going to the White House when Trump was in office?
Oh, that was the Warriors.
Yeah. So they're like, we're not going. So you can decide whatever you want to.
I'm sorry. It was President Obama had to wait until President Biden got into office before his portrait was put up in the White House.
Mm-hmm. All the traditions have been broken.
Yeah.
And what's funny to me is that this tradition is the one that's being talked about the most. We ain't talking about all this other stuff.
I'm gonna say, who we sit next to? Exactly.
No, I ain't doing that. How long we?
Who y'all sit next to?
Exactly.
I can see her looking at Barack, be like, "You have a good time today."
Exactly. You know, exactly.
Now, Ricky, Michelle, you gonna leave me hanging, Michelle?
Yes.
Michelle, you gonna leave me hanging?
Yes.
Do you have that?
He's like, "Yep, I'm gonna leave you hanging."
Okay. Let me give y'all this, because this is my girl Joyanne Reed. She's on MSNBC, and she started her show off with this yesterday. Check this out.
Today in Black women's history, Michelle LaVon Robinson Obama said, absolutely not. With Democrat after Democrat, including her husband, former President Barack Obama, treating the insurrectionist in chief, you know, the guy who demanded Obama show his papers even before trying to overthrow the government and taking classified documents home, treating that guy like a normal president, including planning to attend his second inauguration. The Clintons will be there, and President Biden and presumably First Lady Jill Biden, all seated soberly under the American flags. Republican Speaker Mike Johnson will not fly at half-mast, as tradition calls for when a president dies, because Donald threw a tantrum. I suppose the Bushes will be there, too, pretending it's all normal, but not Michelle. In the fine tradition of Harriet Tubman, Fannie Lou Hamer, Ida B. Wells, and Sojourner Truth, Michelle said, nah, I'm not being a part of that. Just like she did when the Obamas were slated to sit beside the Trumps at President Jimmy Carter's funeral. Black women have had a unique sojourn in this country. Denied the protections of womanhood during slavery, Black women persisted, protecting their children where they could and insisting on not just their own dignity,
okay, Ricky,
but also calling on this.
So look, that was just so true. And so just like boom, pow, pow, pow.
That's wild.
And
hey, I'm with it.
You know, I'm with it too.
What you gonna do?
I ain't going.
Now what?
She told us how she felt about Donald Trump. And every time she's gotten a chance to speak, I can respect the fact that she's like, no, I meant what I said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I actually meant it. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to hang out with you. No, I don't want to be next to you. No, mm-hmm. I'm not going to come celebrate with you.
Right, and I ain't going to fake it.
Thank you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there comes a point where it's like, I mean, enough is enough. Do I really have, you know, there's a limit to civility. It's just like, you know, and other times you're like, you know what? Enough is enough. We've gone too far. We're good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I don't have to deal with you.
And she really don't.
She don't.
And she has chosen not to.
And you are taking up time that I am not going to get back.
That's right.
For what?
She said, I can sit outside.
But he's like,
sip some lemonade.
Talking about her breaking traditions. She's talking about he won't fly the flag at half mast. Like,
right.
What?
Yeah, for Jimmy Carter.
Bro.
It's supposed to be done for 30 days.
This is what they do.
It's supposed to be done for 30 days after a president dies.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, all the other traditions are being broken. So, to me, this is a small one. You know, again, we were laughing earlier where Black folks be asking them questions.
Yeah.
Like, hey, who gonna be there?
Yep.
Look, I need to know who gonna be there before I decide to go.
Exactly.
And she asked.
And I mean,
and they showed her that little paper with where her seat was going to be.
Seat, let me see that seat chart.
We ain't gonna be able to make that one. No. It's good though. It's good. We all, you know, we love everybody but you.
I ain't gonna make
so,
it.
So you know, yeah.
And we do that all the time. It. I know. I need to know what's happening. Who all gonna be there? No.
I need to know too.
I don't feel like being fake today.
Exactly.
I'm not in the mood.
I'm not there.
I'm not trying to have them conversations with them. I already know. I know we don't vibe like that.
Right.
And I don't want to play the game.
What has she actually said about it? Because I know that people have been trying to ask her about it.
Well, she just, the first one, the official word was, you know, Jimmy Carter's funeral, the official word was that, you know, scheduling conflict. And apparently this one, she just came out and said no.
Okay,
not
good.
Doing it.
I see. That's even better. I like it. I'm like, I'm not making any false excuses. I'm just not going.
Yeah.
Period.
Yes.
And you know,
not going. I don't have any other conflict. I'm going to be at home sitting, watching TV.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Period.
In that one story, in the story that Joy Ann Reid from MSNBC, she talks about how Merle Evers would do that. As she is the widow of Megar Evers, and after he died, you know, and was slain. There was just certain things people wanted her to do, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. to help things along, civil rights movement, yada, yada, yada. And she picked and chose. She said, no, I'm not doing that because so-and-so going to be there or it don't fit with what I'm trying to do,
right.
you know. And she talked about, you know, black women need to do more of that, you know, that 92% she calling on. I hear.
Yeah, that 92% keep coming up. Okay. I know, Bailey. I know you in the 92. I know.
Look, I walk into restaurants and see black women, and I'd be like, 92. I'd be like, yep.
Already know. Y'all should just start y'all a club, man. Just get 92. You some jackets.
92, ladies. 92. We're part of the 92%. Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that she did that, I mean, it speaks volumes. It speaks volumes. And it shows that she's really, you know, concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is, everybody was like, Michelle, you should have ran because you could have won.
Yeah, but she had no desire to go back to the White House. And
nope.
she told us that as well.
Yeah.
So
she wasn't trying to be bothered with y'all.
No.
Exactly. Why? She already saw the deal.
Yeah,
she already saw the deal.
I see how she was treated and everything else while she was in there. And
oh, yeah.
No thanks.
The fact that, you know, what she had on or how her hair was done was more important than the stuff she was doing and accomplishing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why your husband got on a tan suit?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
That's the biggest controversy you can come up with.
Brother ain't got no convictions, though.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, but he got a tan suit on.
But he had a tan suit on.
Which apparently was worse.
Apparently.
Because he broke
apparently.
Tradition. That's not what you traditionally wear.
You know.
Can't be no individual around here.
It's amazing.
I love this. I love this post that I saw. I sent y'all on. It was on Instagram last night. Anyone else notice that black women with Harvard degrees and 20 years of experience are called DEI hires?
Oh, yeah.
But some random guy on Fox News is expertly qualified to run the Department of Defense?
Yes.
Like. Right.
Yes.
And that's how, and that's what George
He's got a degree
about.
In bending the knee, kissing the ring. That's what he's got a degree in.
Yes.
They got him a spot. That makes him qualified.
Yep.
That makes him absolutely qualified. Yep. And no doubt he had a little extra sauce in there. I'm just kidding.
he had the little flask in the back, Bailey.
The little flask in the back.
Can we test this water bottle?
Exactly.
That coffee mug.
Right.
What you got in there?
What's in there, bro?
Just kidding. Allegedly.
Not kidding.
You said allegedly.
Okay. Yes, not kidding. Kidding, not kidding. But getting back to the top, the fact that Michelle would do that. How many of you have actually changed everything in your scheduling because you found out one person was going to be there?
I mean, I've had times, maybe not necessarily one specific person, but, you know, if I find out it's two or three of them, and I'll be like, you know, my wife may ask me to go somewhere. Hey, I ask, who going? What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, so-and-so.
Yeah.
No, you have a good time.
Yeah.
I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah.
I'm not going there. I don't feel like sitting there and having them conversations or listening to that. Or I know they're going to talk about a bunch of stuff that don't nobody care about. I'm good. I'm going to stay home and watch the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since I don't like people asking me who's going to be there,
yeah, you made that clear.
I'm expecting that to be parsed out before.
Yeah.
So I'm I understand, like, you know, can't control everybody. And so if there's something that some people are going to be there, you know, like, I have no problem going there and 1,000% ignoring somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not a problem at all.
Oh, I'm good for that.
Bro, don't look at me. Because you already know we don't get down.
Yeah. Right.
Don't say nothing to me. Yeah. I ain't going to say nothing to you.
I'm a Capricorn. It comes easy to us.
Say something. It could potentially be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, the dude try to come up to me and say something that I don't like. It could probably be a problem.
Most likely.
I can't say what's going to happen. I might be strong enough just to turn and ignore and walk away.
That day you might not.
I might swing. I don't know.
Swing.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know I'm going to go. I'm going to keep my composure. You stay away from me because you already know. I stay away from you. I don't have no problem. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not changing for nobody. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. All right. You want to get in on this conversation, 833-212-1017. Off the True Talking text line, Elle said, Michelle texted me and said she got a pickleball match.
Really?
Yes, black people play pickleball, and she can't make it. See, you know what?
I got a pickleball match.
Understandable. Understandable. She said, I wouldn't go either.
Whatever she got, but it don't even matter. It don't even matter. Like, if I decide I'm not going, I'm not going.
Yeah.
But the biggest flex is I got nothing to do, but I ain't going.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right.
What you going to be doing?
Unless y'all want to sit me somewhere else, then I'll be happy to go.
Yeah, we got to take our final break of the show. Y'all crazy. We got to take our final break of the show. When we come back, man. Ooh, when we come back, are y'all ready for the truth of the matter?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do when we come back. You're on 101.7 The Truth. Truth be told.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh, we got to keep that music up a little bit. We got to keep it up a little bit. We need that up. All right.
Why you sound like that, though?
You're checking out 101.7 The Truth. You know it's time for the truth of the matter. That's how we end the show. And up first, my guy, Jay English.
Hey, my truth of the matter is for you to guard your peace. Sometimes you have to make the choice to stay home. Because you know the people or the person you might be next to or be around has the potential of stealing your peace. And it's not worth it. Do the things you need to do. Set up the boundaries you need to set up. Sometimes that's with family. Sometimes that's with your own friends and people that you love. And there's nothing wrong with that. Even if you got to let your husband go to the inauguration by himself.
I love Michelle Obama.
I'm going to protect my peace. That's the truth of the matter for me.
All right. Tony.
Yeah, and I'm going to go, I love the message, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to go the opposite way. Sometimes you got to disrupt your own peace for the betterment. Like, and right now, I'm so fed up with government and the direction it's going and how it's being run. Like, we're letting them get away with too much. And the problem is that we all got to be fed up and we all got to get together. And it's just not happening. Right, because right now Republicans are in power, they got no problem, but they're gonna have a problem when Democrats get in power next term, right? Mm-hmm. So you're always gonna have a problem, but right now you're complacent because you're the group in power, but soon you're not gonna be in power. So the problem is you got to change the way it goes so you're not so upset when the other group is in power, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean? That's where you want to get to. Like, okay, we're in power, I'm happy, but other groups in power, I'm not like totally distraught.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It's an extreme, one extreme for the other. And we got to get it more somewhere in the middle, but you got to get out and you got to be active to do that. So guard your peace in one sense, but do something for somebody else.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Man, I ditto both of those. And let me just say this. You know what? I know a lot of us have been taking a respite from politics and from government and all that, the whole Donald Trump thing, getting elected over, and we've needed that rest since the election. But make no mistake about it, for those of you that have been enjoying this win and touting it and everything, just like the Republicans were a hot mess with the House and they had all the control, they gonna be, it's going to be an even bigger mess. They got all the branches of government.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Sometimes, you know, when people act a certain way, that way turns back on them. And I can't wait to see what happens. I got my popcorn and everything, y'all, okay? All right, that does it for another edition of Truth Be Told.
I'm going to be busy enjoying life.
Okay, exactly. Thank you to my guy, Tony Smith, and my guy, Jay English.
Appreciate you, Bailey.
And we are blessed to have joined you, and we thank you. Peace out.